That's what I know.
Okay. We're back on.
That's pretty cool. We can figure that out. So you should daven for the very moment, the body. Marzucha Amar Lein Matzah Zobet Akise. No, what is considered the moment that you're searching for is considered the washroom. Take a look at Rashi. What do you mean? She daven for the washroom, right? She had dar b'makom sheish beit akise. So again, guys, we live in the modern world. There's washrooms at every corner. Although, you know, there are times you're walking around somewhere. There's what to daven for to find the washroom in the right place. But what, in the olden days, you didn't have a washroom every corner. So what did you daven for? Beit akise samach lo lefi shahaita karka ze bevavel mitzula mayim. It was swampy. V'nicholim lach for sham chafir. Remember, you're the washroom. You needed to take a shovel and to cover up the excrement. So they need to go out to far field. So therefore, should daven for a place that's a suitable in order to a person to do their business. The marzutra is the preferable interpretation from everyone else. So more than Isha, more than Torah, more than the way to daven, rather, it's actually finding a washroom. That's pretty amazing. Amar le Rava. The Rafram Bar Papa Le Malan Mar Mahane Mile Maalta to Amar Mishmaid Rav Chizda Bemile Debe Kanishta. This is what he said, and of everything else, this is what he taught him, the Malta, what he said in the name of Rav Chizda, in the words that were in Shua. What did he say? Amar Le, Hachi Amar Rav Chizda. This is what he said. My Dichtiv Ove Hashem Sharit Zion Mikol Mishkanot Yaakov. Ove Hashem Sharim Amitsuyanim Bahalacha Yoter Meknasim Midrashot. What was this great message? One of the most powerful thing you could say in a shul, that if you want to know who the people that love God, the Sharei Tzion, right from all the dwellings of Yaakov, that God loves, what is this referring to? The notion of halacha. God loves halacha, bet midrash, more than a shul, or even a place where just people learn. Meaning, Avahainu damrei Rav Chizda, Rav Chia, Barami, Mishmei, De Ula, Miyom Shachar Beit HaMikdash, Ein Lagrash Baruch Hu Bo'olamo, Ela Arba Amot Shal Halacha Bilvad. That, forget the davening, forget the learning, it's the idea of the world that we have to live in is practical. After the Churban Abayit, we don't have this idea of, right, it's very practical, it comes around Erev Yom Kippur. You don't have any more the Korbanot, but we still can connect the notion of Halacha, we can still transform the world that we live in, make you a little bit more godly. That still we can do even without a Beit HaMikdash. It's difficult, but that's still what we have to focus on. So when, by the way, this is the halacha, so mitzuyani, when are people found? So if you have the tzibur, if you have a congregation coming around in halacha, more than just a regular shul. And this, by the way, as we're going to see in a minute, halacha l'maisa, to learn where you daven is actually going to be, sorry, to daven where you learn is actually going to be the most ideal place to daven. V'amar Abaye Mireish Have Garsinan. Bego Beta Mitzlata Bevet Kinishta. Came into Shemana Laha. I used to be that way. I would, you know, learn in one place and I daven somewhere else. No, once I heard this law, once I heard this higher halacha, Tamar Rav Chia Bar Ami Mishmei De'ula Miyosh Rabbi Samida Shem Gresh Baruch Hu Ela Mashal Halacha Bilvad Lo Havim Etzile. I only then davened Ela Hecha De Garsina. I only were daven where I would learn. And in fact, this is what the big shmuz, Rosh Yeshiva, should say, is don't daven in the Ramban Shul, don't daven at the Kotel, daven where you learn. That's the most ideal place to daven. Rebbe.
Is there a reason for that?
Yes. Is there a reason for that? As opposed to just a regular shul?
Maybe the air is purified or something.
Look, I think where a person daven, where a person learns is where they're really, you know, what is it? Where you daven is trying to connect. You know, you're trying to connect to God,
uh-huh.
As opposed to where you're learning. God's trying to connect to you, right? God's speaking to you through learning. So to some extent, that makes sense. Almost. That's in the same place,
that's
right?
Cool.
It's like a two-way street as opposed to just a one-way street. So,
I think Rav Nevin Saul has for a while they printed like his commentary on Mishabura,
right?
And then he says that it's also to go out to places like Ramban or
really,
Kota, yeah.
If you're in the yeshiva.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's always a typical shemuz at some point.
Yeah.
Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asai, Af al Gav, the Have Lehu, Tlaisar, Be Kanishta, B'Tavaria. Even though I had 13 shuls in Tavaria, Lo Matzle, Ella, Bimei, Amud, Hecha, the Have Garse. I only would daven in between the pillars of where I would learn. Unless you take a look at Rashi, Bein Amudim, the pillars, Shabes HaMidrash, Nachon Aleim Ulmala. He would sit on top of these pillars, I guess that's where his position was, that's where they used to learn, up in the attic. And that's where he would find himself davening as well. Okay, here we go. Two dots. Let's continue. V'amar Rebbe Chia Bar Ami Mishmei De'ula Gadol Hanene Migo Yoter Miyar Shemayim. It is a person gets, shall we say, more hana from his own hard work, from his hands, more than even fearing God. When it comes to fear of heaven, it says, when it comes to what a person does with his own hands in this world, it is great just here and olam haba, as opposed to yirei shemayim. It is just good in, just good here. So interesting, huh? Well, you wouldn't actually think that way. You think the opposite. It's counterintuitive.
I guess work of hands is referring to mitzvah.
So that's a very good question. What exactly is it referring to when we talk about yegia kapecha? Because yegia kapecha could also just mean, you know, I'm a tailor, I'm a farmer.
That's the first question they ask you upstairs, right? Like, did you do your business?
Right, talk about something about Bemuda, Gemara and Brachos. Right, right. Did your business. So definitely there are those who want to say, it's not referring to mitzvahs, it's referring to the practical, what did you accomplish in this world? Right? What did you do with your hands? The question is Yirei Shemayim just learning Torah, or should it just be Yirei Shemayim, just be a philosophical construct, as opposed to...
whole thing is that, you know, it's not just, you know, doing mitzvah, it's doing everything. It's, you know,
so you get kapecha.
Not doing a vera.
Right. You get kapecha could be a person who is practically taking Yirei Shemayim into practical daily life. Yeah. As opposed to just Yirei Shemayim, which is in the philosophical construct, but not the practical application. Okay, could be. Could be. Amar Rabbi Chia. Person should live where his Rebbe lives. As long as Shimi was alive. Shlomo did not marry Bas Paro. Vatanya, like Mar says, what do you mean? It's a contradiction. Al Yador says somewhere else. No, you shouldn't live next to your Rebbe. Lokash, not a contradiction. Ha the kaifle, ha the lo kaifle. When you listen to him, and when you don't listen to him. Meaning, Rashi. Im kafu fulu rabo le kaba tocha to yador etzlof. You're going to live next to your Rebbe and you're going to listen to what he says and you'll bow to what he says. You'll fear to him, and if he suggests to you, you'll listen. It's obviously better than next to your Rebbe. Vim love. If you're not going to listen, tov shi srachim ben vhi shogeg val yamezik. Better to be shogeg. I didn't have to marry bat par. I didn't know this wasn't kosher. I just not appropriate. My Rebbe didn't tell me. Better to be shogeg yamezik and have your Rebbe, your teacher, tell you something. And then not listen. All right, a couple more lines, and we're finished. I'm Ravuna Bar Yehuda. I'm Rabbi Menachem. It's like you'd say on that line, but we're going to leave it for another time. I'm Rabbi Maidichtiv, Ozve Hashem Yikalu. Those people who abandon God will be destroyed. Zehaminyech Sefer Torah V'yotze. That's a person who leaves a Sefer Torah open and leaves. What's this referring to? This is actually very important. Halacha. I didn't realize this. If they have a Sefer Torah on the Bima, you're not allowed to leave shul. You're trapped. If God forbid to leave early, better leave before we have the Torah than the milk of the Torah. Rabbi Abahu Nafik ben Gavra the Gavra. Rabbi Abahu says, no, between aliyahs, it's also okay. So it could be that's the halacha. The Eved, if you need to leave, better leave between aliyahs, but to walk out and milk of the Torah,
what
really
you
should not do.
If you have to really go to the washroom, can you?
That's a very good question. Excellent. So if I'm not mistaken, don't quote me on this, if you begin hearing leaning, or davening Shemini Esrei, and you don't go to the washroom, finish the davening, or finish the leaning, and then go to the washroom. But you shouldn't begin either one of these things if you need to use the facilities. Uh-huh. Right? But once you've already started, shall we say, beheter, you have to finish.
Uh-huh.
I believe that's the halacha. So,
there's no issue of, like, Balthashakshu?
No, not, apparently, if you've started beheter, and it's not a problem, then it's okay to finish. I think I remember that. But nothing been covered. By Rabbi Papa, yes. Ben Psuka the Psuka Mahu. What about between Psuka? Take you. I don't think so. Unclear what exactly I have to walk in between Psukim. So Rav Sheshes Mahadar Afis Vigaris Amar Anan Bedidan Vinhu Bedidaihu. That Mishnata Shekor Misefer Torah, when you read the, yeah, when you'd read from the Sefer Torah, I would, shall we say, would stick around. I do what he does, and he does what he does. Essentially, you got to stick around. You really shouldn't leave in between Aliyah Zeral. You should stay put. And by the way, that's leaving. For sure, talking you're not allowed to do. That's for sure, right? There's no way you're allowed to talk during leaning whatsoever. And in between Aliyahs, maybe you could talk the Divrei Torah, but Samta Shmuz for sure is obviously going to be is going to be a problem. Okay, fine. I guess that's the end. We can stop there. Sure.